T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck wow your guests. Details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Marks and Reese, the pregame show starts in 1 hour, live from Lincoln Financial Field at 7:30 is the Eagles and the Jets. Looking for the Phillies tonight. The Phils will be on our sister station, WPHT. That's starting at 6:30 will be the pregame. Jim Salisbury reporting Kyle Schwarber responded well in treatment today. He hit in the cage, and the Phillies believe he will avoid the IL. Salisbury spoke briefly with Schwarber, and he was upbeat. So no Schwarber. I don't think you're going to see Schwarber this weekend. Mm-hmm. But he may avoid the injured list, which would be a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to get off his feet for a few days and let that thing simmer down and, you know, maybe go next week.
Get ready by next weekend. Like, yeah. Get back last two games of the Red Series or something like that, and let's go next weekend. Mm-hmm. So, Phils and Mets, no Schwarber. But you have Ranger Suarez against Max Scherzer. We'll do a little bit more Phillies before we get out of here. But it's a game day, I agree. Eagles and Jets, before we get back to your phone calls, it's a top 5 of 5, not with Jack Fritz, but with Dan Wilson. Here it is. All right, Buzz.
All right, so here we go. So tonight, preseason opener this year with the new rules, new rules as of last year, 3 games. This will actually be the only preseason game we have at the Link, which is a trade-off we will all take because, of course, that means the extra home regular season game. But it got me thinking about the top 5 Eagles preseason traditions and ways that you'll know the Eagles preseason is officially back. Oh. At number 5... we're going to have the Eagles, I assume, wearing the white jerseys tonight. That's what we usually have. Obviously, like the midnight greens. But I actually do really like the Eagles' white jerseys, especially when they go the white out. Wearing white, since, you know, it makes sense because it's hot out. It's a summer, August night. When you see the white jerseys on your TV, there's a pretty good chance you're watching the preseason.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the Eagles wear green jerseys in the preseason.
Yeah, I can't.
I know we didn't wear them, so yeah, no. I don't think I ever seen that.
It's like an unofficial tradition.
Yeah, I think so.
At number 4, it's a game we have going on tonight, Eagles and Jets. Some call it a tradition unlike any other in the preseason, with the exception of the pandemic season in 2020, where there was no preseason. The Eagles and Jets have played a preseason game every single year since 2001. The game is usually horrible because it's the last week of the preseason. Tonight you might actually get some of the starters going, but it makes sense. Two teams not too far away in opposing conferences, but even in years that these two teams match up, it's kind of like the Phillies Pirates on deck tradition that they used to have. Eagles and Jets always going to be matching up in an exhibition game.
Yeah, agreed. What's the record? You know the record in the
preseason? I don't know the record offhand. Donovan Chespat, bad job by me. Should have had that.
That's all right. The Eagles went from being point-and-a-half favorites to point-and-a-half underdogs in a matter of 2 or 3 hours here. So I do wonder if maybe there's going to be, or there's some information on how much time the Eagles regulars will be getting tonight.
I mean, betting on the preseason is just, I mean, I know Jack and Ike are doing it, but that is tough trying to predict who's actually going to win.
Yeah, man, you got to be committed to this.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but Ike's also, but Ike yesterday put down the common sense. The Ravens were going for their 21st straight.
Oh yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, that was an easy one. Yeah, that was an easy one to pick. Yeah.
Yeah, no one loves the preseason quite like Harbaugh. At number three, it is the NBC 10 local broadcast. Football is the one sport you don't have local TV throughout the course of the season. You'll have Scott Graham, Ross Tucker, Dave Spadaro on the sidelines. And I actually kind of like it. It's a little bit nostalgic. Me as a baseball guy growing up, I actually grew up on a lot of Scott Graham when the innings Harry Callis didn't call. Enjoy Dave Spadaro roaming the sidelines. And you get a little, it's like a local flavor to something you don't get throughout the year. I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, no problem here. Yeah, I think. Now, I don't think they've been with NBC the entire time, right?
No, they were Channel 6 for a while.
They bounced around.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. But I do enjoy them with NBC. You know, the whole, you got the John Clark connection there, you know. So, yeah, I enjoy them with NBC. Oh, and we're like partners with NBC somewhere.
Yeah.
Like distance partners or something.
Well, we're supposed to be partners with NBC 10, but they never ask us to do anything. We never see them. When we were with CBS 3, I would get invitations to go on their shows and I'll do this other stuff, and I'm still waiting for the first invitation.
Yeah.
It's been years, too.
Yeah, I blame Clark for that.
Is it John Clark's talking bad about me again? Because you do stuff with John Clark.
That's right. I do stuff with John Clark.
You guys
Clark.
Are actual colleagues.
Yes, yes,
I don't
yes.
know why John's never asked me. Yes. Well, they don't do the Sports Final show anymore, right?
No, they don't. They don't, but we do.
That's when they would ask
Eagles
us.
Game plan. Myself, John Clark, Mike Quick.
It's an excellent program.
10 o'clock Sunday mornings.
On NBC 10?
NBC 10.
Really? So I can watch that in the morning, get myself ready. I probably want to run through a wall after seeing John Clark, Ike Reese, and Mike Quick.
That's right.
All right. Good information. Thank you, Mike.
At number two, this is something that applies to sports talk radio, but one of the best Eagles preseason traditions is, of course, callers complaining about the inactive players. This year, that does actually sound like we're going to get a series of Jalen Hurts. Of course, last year, he had that, like, illness that popped up at the very last second
Bubble
before
cuts.
The pass game. We had a number of times where people were hoping to see some of the starters and got nothing. And, you know, it makes for good conversation. But callers getting fired up about a lack of starters or meaningful players playing, always a tradition that happens every August around here.
Well,
that is true.
So it used to be, Ike, in your day, there's four preseason games. The first game is a series or two. This is the second game is a little bit more.
By
the
second game, you went almost to halftime.
And then you go to halftime in the third game.
Yes.
And then you don't play at all in the fourth game.
Right.
So things have changed. Now you play more early, and you're not playing in the third game.
Yeah, you're definitely not playing in the third game.
And no, you might not be playing in the second game.
Yep. Well, I told you guys, there's a small, probably about at least out of the 32 teams, probably 10 of them, maybe a little less, don't play their starters at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right around a third of the league.
Yeah.
Around there, yeah.
Yep.
I agree. All right, number one, Dan.
Well, and number one, my personal favorite part of the preseason is unhinged Merrill Reese. If you are tuned into the broadcast tonight, you might hear stuff that might sound a little bit something like this.
2 minutes to go, and we can forget preseason.
Let's hear more of that,
number
Dan.
Two. Chalk it up as a nightmare, which is basically what it was. Now, I know some of you are going to start calling WIP on Monday saying that I think the Eagles are going to go 1-16. Of course, based on this, I think 1-16 is optimistic.
Any rebroadcast of this game is expressly prohibited without the advance written permission of the NFL. 94 WIP. You want to tape it, and then throw it into the dumpster nearest you.
If we get something sounding like that, it will make the preseason all worth it. Personally, my favorite part of the preseason, Merrill Reese just going off the rails, watching third stringers.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Well, especially if they're not good and there's turnovers and it's sloppy football. That's the last thing he wants.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
that Pats game last year, 35-0. Yeah, he was losing
Oh, that was
oh,
a
that's
bad
right.
one. I remember that one, yeah.
Good ending there, Dan Wilson.
Well, and that was the Jalen Hurts game where he didn't play.
The Bubble Guts game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm now skeptical of playing time for whoever based on the line moving as much as it did in the Jets' favor. We'll have to be tuned into the pregame show to find out what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just in 30 seconds or less, Dan, why is your nickname Buzz, and why will you be known as Buzz from now on?
It's a childhood nickname. It started as Buzz Kill for taking jokes too far. It has been since shortened to Buzz, Jack Fritz, and Mike Angelina, I'll say, are the ringleaders of the Buzz nickname here at WIP because they have some crossover into my friend group. So I've been going by Buzz since, like, sixth grade. It's really been the better half of my life at this point.
Because you're a buzzkill.
Correct.
Okay.
And I've embraced it.
Okay. All right. There you go. There's Buzz.
What the hell? Okay.
All right, 215-592-9494. Obviously, if you're headed down to the game or just want to talk Eagles, we have people lined up. We'll get to your phone calls. Also, if you want to be in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League, today we're giving away an open spot to a non-regular caller. Just state your case when you call in, and at the end of the show, we're going to select one person. Been some good calls today, Ike, but certainly there for the taking right now if you get in with an excellent call. And the draft is in person here at Chiggy's and Pete's Friday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. So you have to make sure you can be here Friday, September 2nd. That's Labor Day weekend at 7 p.m. to do a live draft.
Yes.
And take it seriously. Like, we don't want you, like, we want people that want to be in the league and want to beat us and everything else.
Yes.
So. All right, to the phones. Tyrone's in Middletown. Tyrone, how are you? What's up? Tyrone. No Tyrone. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob's in Philly. Jacob. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey guys.
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jacob?
Thank you for taking my call. I got two things. I started out with one, but I'm going to go to two. The first one being that Carson Wentz audio that was played earlier. Well, the reporter.
Yeah.
As an Eagles fan, Wentz could be whatever he wants, but we need to thank him because he pretty much got us to a Super Bowl. I know Nick Foles took it over and won us in the playoffs, but I don't believe Nick Foles would have did that good during the regular season. So, let's say thank you to Wentz, and, you know, hopefully he does good in Commanders. We're going to whoop their ass anyway. Sorry. But the question I have for you guys is, do you believe that the relationship between Hurts and AJ could be actually bad? So I know building a relationship is great in football, but having one that good, could he possibly force some things that shouldn't be thrown?
You know, this is going to be a tricky sort of relationship to navigate from our viewpoint as fans and not look deeply into this, right? Because if this was just AJ Brown coming here and there was no prior relationship with Jalen Hurts, we would just view this as the quarterback getting used to his new receiver, who we all view as very talented. But now this whole, he's the godfather of AJ Brown's daughter, I believe, and we know they're close friends. Now we're going to read into it. Maybe a little more than we need to, you know, and I know the Wentz-Ertz thing happened, but here's the thing with that, and I said this back then, you know, that was an issue with selfish players like Alshon and Nelson. That's who that was a selfish issue with, because that's who's complaining. You know, Nelson's complaining because he believes it's his free agent year and he wants Carson to throw him the ball more.
And he wasn't going to get paid.
So now all of a sudden, are you throwing the ball to your best friend, get him money to get him paid. Like, see, that's what happens on the inside.
Yeah.
Now, we shouldn't have to worry about that right now. Devontae can't be paid. There is no other receiver that deserves to be paid. So AJ has gotten paid. Now, down the road, I'm not going to be naive enough to say there's never going to be an issue here. I'm just saying right now, I don't think it is an issue. And Jalen needs to monitor this himself.
Yeah, agreed. He needs to be conscious that Devontae views himself as the number one receiver.
Yes.
And you can't make him the clear number two and give all the targets to A.J. Brown.
Yes, there will be an issue.
Because Devontae looks at himself as better than A.J. Brown, and he thinks he's the better receiver, and he wants the targets to show that. And he hasn't gotten the big fat contract yet.
No.
So you go into year three, and his targets are down. Like, you may not hear it this year. Believe me, going into year three, he's going to be feeling a certain way about, hey, I'd like – Waddle's a 100 catch guy. Jamar Chase is a huge star, and then there's Devontae.
Those guys getting paid. Yeah, you're right. But if Jalen is, and this isn't me taking a dig at Jalen, this is just me sort of highlighting what a lot of people have talked about, what they love about Jalen, the leadership ability, the intangibles. Well, he has to navigate that. That means you need to make Devontae Smith feel just as important. That's what leaders do, right? Like, that's
– Yeah, you need a relationship with him off the
field.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, well, get him that ball first and foremost. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the way the players are going to look at it. It's like, hold on, I'm trying to get my dollars here, and that means I need to see the ball a little bit more. And Jalen's going to have to understand that. Like, yeah, I get it. And guess what? Well, I was about to say Devontae is younger and he's going to be here. He is younger, but he's not that much younger. He's not that much younger than AJ Brown.
Like if this ends up being an explosive offense and you had put 4,000 yards down for Jalen Hurts this year, Devontae Smith's going to have about 1,000 yards, if not a little bit more, because you're now relying on your wide receivers more. Because before you had Ertz gobbling up a lot of the yards and Goddard, so you had two tight ends. You had a lot of running back receptions and things like that.
Wide receivers just weren't good.
Yes.
They weren't these guys.
Right, you should be throwing the wide receivers more.
Yeah. That's why I said, I'd rather see the ball go to the wideouts more. We only have one dynamic tight end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have one dynamic.
Yeah, you don't even have a number two.
Yeah, we don't have a number two tight end.
Guided Door and Window and their big summer sales event, 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
We got another year or so to have to worry about that.
Yeah. If he has 60 receptions for 800 yards this year, and he feels like that he was open and not getting the ball, it's going to be a problem. And they're going to need to figure that out. I'm not telling you Devontae's going to poison the team or anything like that.
Or check this out.
He's going to want more.
Well, here's the other thing. I know I'm predicting 4,000 yards. If Jalen isn't the passer that we all hope he becomes, that affects how many targets and catches the wide receivers are going to have. As much as we think about AJ, he was playing with a game manager in Tennessee. His numbers aren't eye-popping. Like, AJ's numbers aren't eye-popping.
No, not even close.
Yeah, so, you know, and that has to do with the quarterback.
That's what he's saying, right? Like, that's what I'd be saying, too. Like, give me a real quarterback, and I'll put up 1,300 yards and 90 catches.
Right.
All right, well, this is your guy.
Well, at least he already got paid, though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it really does.
AJ got his,
It really does. You have one guy that's been paid, and you have another guy that wants to be paid.
That's going
to
want to be paid, yes.
Yep. All right, Josh in Hamilton. Josh, go ahead. What's up, Josh?
Mark, like Reese. How you guys doing today?
Yeah.
What's up, Josh?
I'm excited for the defense. I'm really hyped to see N'Kobe Dean. I think he's going to be better than anybody really is talking about. And definitely Jordan Davis. You hear a grown man throw another grown man around. It, you know, really intrigues me to see if he can do it against other teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that Georgia defense was a very good one. And we've always talked about the Eagles just doing the most obvious thing and just take players off of
good
championship
teams.
Yeah, so they took two of them off of that team. And we obviously know the size of Jordan Davis and don't think he's going to have a problem assimilating himself from a first and second down type of player. I'm still interested to see how effective he is in the passing game and whether or not he can get to the quarterback and affect the quarterback's throwing ability. N'Kobe Dean, man, I am in on N'Kobe Dean. I just think when you get him out there and let him run around and play and hit people, you're going to see his natural instincts take over. So I'm really excited about watching him in the preseason because he's probably going to get more action than anybody.
So I was just about to ask you, and Josh, you're still with us here, but I was just about to ask you, if he's playing a lot tonight, you should notice him a lot against the second teamers.
Yes.
He should have a lot of tackles tonight. If he's playing all the second quarter and into the third even, you should notice him a lot tonight. All right, Josh.
All right, yeah, and then as far as the fantasy league goes, I was in it with you guys last year, and I feel like I got, you know, screwed over with the I played you, Marks, the semifinals, and the week of Austin Eckler and Eli Mitchell both get sat. You end up barely beating me, and then you go on to beat Yoshi. And I actually outscored everybody that final week and took third. So that left a really bad taste in my mouth, and I just want some revenge on you for it.
Hold on. So I finished in fourth?
Did you make it? Yes.
Yeah, because Yoshi beat me to get in the championship game because I thought it was going to be me and Marks playing for the championship game.
Yeah, I lost both my starting running backs, lost to Marks by, like, I think it was like 6 points. And then the final week, I took third, but I outscored everybody that week. So
that's
had
why you
I had
have
my starters,
better depth, Josh. Like you're not like me. I have great depth on my team. You didn't
have
enough
depth,
lucky. And it cost you.
You got lucky. I mean, you want to talk about picking sleepers? I'm the one that drafted Eli Mitchell and Cooper Kupp.
Oh.
Nobody saw what they were going to do last year, but I did.
Well, good.
Well, I did have Mitchell in another one of my leagues, though.
Got you third place, so.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me in again this year, and
All right, Josh. We
can talk after.
Listen, revenge factor is good, so I appreciate
Well,
the
not
call.
Even just revenge. If you remember, you guys were talking about getting together this year and doing the draft and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to experience that last year because of COVID, so I would like to. You know.
All right, man, listen.
We did it from a
remote location. Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, we did it on Zoom last year.
Yeah. All right, well. Josh will be considered. I wouldn't consider you a front runner at this point in the process.
A real threat.
It's kind of, to me, our very first caller of the show, Rashid from West Philly. There was something about him. I liked him. And then he's like, yeah, I met you. You thought I was delivering your food to you back at the old studio. But he was just, he was funny. So I liked him, and then I liked Eric and Wes Deptford, who said other people were lying about how many championships they were winning when they were calling in. He called BS on them.
Yeah, I like Jeff.
Jeff what? Jeff from Souderton?
Jeff Reese, yes.
Jeff, yes. He went to Upper Moreland.
Yep.
Experience. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And he last name is Reese.
Yep.
Okay. All right, they're the finalists right now. Still time to get in. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Dan in Northeast Philly. Daniel, go ahead. How are you?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I think the most important question that needs to be answered today is, why no game D? Why game day? You could have went game D and just chose not to.
Oh, because it's Tuesday, like, a game D.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, people
I was like, very disappointed with that.
People don't say game D, though. People do say Tuesday.
Yeah, but you can say game D. You make it yours. You own that. You know what I mean?
All right.
You own the Tuesday
yours.
Thing.
Dan, you make
Are you
that
not
yours.
Harassed online about Tuesday? You got to own it.
Dan, if I looked online to see what people are saying to me, I may see that, but I don't. So I'm not entirely sure.
All right, so real quick, I'm going to get right straight to the fantasy. And then if you want to talk sports, we'll talk sports.
All right, go ahead.
But I want to go by the criteria you started with. And you in the beginning of the show, you said you didn't want people calling in talking about stats and they know fantasy football, and that's all it's pretty much been.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you I know that crap too. So I'm willing to take it one step further than anybody else. Public humiliation. So if I come to that draft September 2nd, you have my word, you can shave me bald, you can have people, I don't care, crush eggs on my head, whatever, it'll bring business to Chickies. So not only do you get a viable player, you get business at Chickies and you get some fun out of it. So.
So you want us to invite people to torture you with various methods?
Yeah, and I think you guys would enjoy that too.
Especially I like pain.
All right, Dan.
You can record it. You can put it on the website. I really don't care.
All right.
If you want to question me on like my credentials, you're more than welcome.
Well, I mean, listen, I liked it. You went out of the box there with a thought, but liability issues and things like that. Like this is I don't know if our brand manager Rod Lakin would approve of people coming. Throwing eggs at you at Chickies and Pete's and things like that.
Yeah, I would say he would not approve of that.
Seems like I don't think we would approve of that. We don't need people throwing eggs at you. All right, we'll finish up on the phones, 215-592-9494. We have the Marks and Reese text line. And last chance to get in, we'll run through some calls here. A spot in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. It is wide open, 215-592-9494. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Football season, a mere weeks away. That means the return of the Brandon Graham Show and the Players Lounge and Marks and Reese every Monday, live from Chiggs and Pete's in South Philly. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.